glass of unsettling, unvaried rhythm. Rhythm raining harshly, apprehensively patterned rain. On a bald window head, with unintelligible persistence, purposely inferior to you, be considerably higher, the sole occupant of a distinguished building, furnished, consequential logic, systematically resulted in the absence of all evidential efforts. I did not volunteer excuses, confining myself to refuting direct allegations of negligence. Did I do wrong? I don't suppose so. The smooth operator dared in his report to say, I did do all that I could do. Ah, that gray-haired man played the part of condemnation. He lacks a strong sense, a developed sense of inevitable hazard, unoccupationally apprehensive, downcastedly discordant. I spatter his feet with unconscious omissions, deceptively vulnerable. I sought traps of incriminatory evasiveness, strong enough to answer in a bad moment what apparently had been accepted. That was a cardinal mistake, a flagrant violation of his enormity. Don't slacken my sense. I will not answer to the faint suffusion of anger. Batter that face of a man at desk. I poised precariously, prepared to dart at the hefty moment of slashing traffic. Imperviously protected by years of conviction, I feel insidiously threatened. No apology necessary for being late. I attempt to follow, but then I've grown accustomed to conversations and conversations. I close my mind unquestionably, abandoning virtually every place. Did I do wrong? Nah.